Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, what company is this?
Yes, ma'am. So we're a third-party establishment. We handle a wide range of online vendors and products. But in order to specify any possible charges or service that you may have with us, I would have to locate your information first. Can you provide me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my bill, I keep getting this charge that I know nothing about. It's called Access Great Muscle.
Okay. All right. So offhand, I don't know, you know, what possible service that, you know, may be, but I am willing to, you know, take a look into that for you today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
97471.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Joan Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a moment, please. Thank you so much for patiently holding. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
2803 Colvin Street, that's Roseburg, Oregon, 97471.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. So I show on November the 20th. It looks like a Wi-Fi booster was ordered. This is a product that improves your overall Wi-Fi coverage and signal. But it does show, what was this? Hold on just a second.
Yeah, that was 745.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. That would have covered the shipping and handling. But what's also included with that, per the terms and conditions, it does advise you when you do initially place your order that you would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club. So that's basically an online gadget store.
No. I never join anything like that. I must have missed that. How can I get out of that? I've got another $50 charge.
Yes, ma'am. So actually, your account has already looks like has been canceled. So you no longer have an active membership. It also does show that the you're being fully refunded for all of the charges on the account, including for the shipping and handling as well. Have you recently filed a dispute with your financial institution?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it does show that your dispute looks like it was approved. So they're going to refund you both of the $49.97 charges, and also you're being refunded for the shipping and handling. And that amount, of course, is $7.45 as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's charges on my bill here. So, okay. So that was yeah, $49.97, January the 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm no longer in that, correct?
That's correct. Everything's canceled, and you've also been fully refunded for all charges.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.